Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome. It's Wednesday. Dan Bach, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. We are presented by Fantasy Draft. Don't let that go in one ear and out the other. I'm telling you, these guys help us be able to give you things like this show for free each and every day. Also things like the Happy Hour show on Grinders Live. So if you're enjoying that, pay it forward. Play a little bit at Fantasy Draft this weekend or tonight. If you're playing some MLB, NBA, check them out. I think you'll enjoy your experience. I certainly do very much. And today, I'm going to actually concentrate on hoops today. We're going to leave baseball to the morning grind. So if you're looking for baseball today, head on over and download Stevie and the Siege. They'll take care of you for that tonight. We've got a four-game hoops schedule here. And I love when we get four games in the playoffs because playoff basketball is absolutely tremendous. So that's what I'm going to talk about here today. Before I do that, I got some housekeeping, some things new on RG I need to tell you about. Lineup HQ Express, if you have the Roto Grinders app, and I believe this is only for iOS at the moment. So you Droid users, sucks to be you, sorry. But if you've got iOS, if you've got an iPhone, the latest update has the Lineup HQ Express, which is incredible. It basically is such a new enhanced version of Lineup HQ Mobile. And it's so cool, though, that it will actually bring you right to the site to enter the lineup or lineups that you build directly onto the site that you're playing. It's incredible. So check it out. If you're a premium subscriber, it's absolutely free for you. It's part of your subscription. If you're not a premium sub, you can try it out, I think, three or four times for free. And then after that, there's either, I think, like $5 a month, or there's a monthly fee attached to it if you're not a premium sub. But again, more reasons for you guys to just get the Roto Grinders premium subscription. The annual one, best bang for your buck anywhere. Again, people charge you as much for a single season as we do for every season. So if you do the annual sub, you're getting baseball, you're getting basketball, you're getting football, you're getting golf, you're getting NHL, you're getting all that for that one price. If you do monthly, same thing. All the sports going on in a particular month, you get all those on your annual subscription. And now the new Lineup HQ Express. And then you've heard me mention it and tease it a little bit about Plate IQ conditional formatting. Well, it's finally here. If you haven't clicked Plate IQ yet, you'll see it now kind of looks like a Christmas tree. We got red, we got green, and this is going to make it so much easier to follow and know what numbers are good and what numbers are bad. So if it's in the red, that means it's below the median. If it's in green, it's above the median. And therefore, you can see where certain statistics and group of statistics fall for particular pitchers and hitters. We're going to have this free for everybody through this week. And then next week, again, it's something that's for our premium subs. So if you're not a premium subscriber, check it out. I think you'll look at it, you'll use it, and then you'll say to yourself, I can't use Plate IQ without it. That's how I was. That is exactly how I was. So if you're grinding baseball, check that out. All right, let's get to hoops for tonight. We've got a four-game slate, and it's an interesting one. I've been loving the playoff basketball. I haven't had huge scores, but good enough. Treading some water, waiting to get my big bink here soon enough. I feel like it's coming. It's coming very soon. But let's go break it down kind of position by position slash game by game and see what we got. Now, let's start quickly with just looking at the game totals for tonight, because again, we got four games. Last night, you know, I'll tell you what, that Boston Milwaukee game came in at 202. That one was particularly surprisingly low, and the Cleveland line at 205 really seems kind of low to me as well. Cleveland just not a good defensive team. I kind of expected that to maybe be a little bit higher. We got Wiz and Raptors at 216. We got Timberwolves at Rockets at 216. And then we've got the Thunder playing for their lives tonight against Utah at a 207. So I'm going to start this off by saying something that's kind of surprising here, but I think it's the right build. I don't think I'm playing LeBron James tonight. Now, he's obviously the best player in the league right now, especially when you consider what they need him to do for them to win. You know, James Harden, he has an off game. They still have Chris Paul to kind of back him up. Russell Westbrook doesn't play well. They still have Paul George. If LeBron plays terrible, they've got nothing. Kevin Love is old and washed. So LeBron's got to play big, and he's just playing, you know, ridiculous amount of minutes right now. But that 12K number on DraftKings, on Fantasy Draft, or on FanDuel, it's sitting at 11.8 over there. I just don't think it fits the build, especially more maybe on FanDuel where you've got positional or less positional flexibility. I just can't really find myself playing him at small forward over, you know, the other options you have if you decide not to play Russell Westbrook or not play James Harden today. I feel like there's better middle to lower tier options at small forward, and positional scarcity absolutely matters. And with having a number of other kind of high dollar guys to spend up on, I don't think I'm going to be playing LeBron James tonight in many lineups at all. Obviously, in tournaments, high variance situations, you can make it work, but he's really, really pricey today. I mean, just to give you context, 12K on DraftKings for him. You can get Harden for 1,100 cheaper. You can get Westbrook for 1,400 cheaper. You can get John Wall for 1,500 cheaper. That's quite a bit of savings, and that doesn't even count what you've kind of got between DeMar DeRozan, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, all those guys just hovering around that 8K mark. So I don't think he's the path to the winning lineup tonight. If he goes for 80, I'll probably have egg on my face, but I don't see me playing LeBron today. But let's go to point guard here, because I think it's interesting. You know, if there's ever a spot for Russell Westbrook, this is it. Back against the wall, and admittedly, you know, Ricky Rubio has made his life miserable the last few games. I mean, the shot attempts for him to be below 20 shot attempts in a game is kind of staggering. And he's been there now three consecutive games. Now, I know he got into some foul trouble last game, still finished with 44 fantasy points. I think he gets back into the mid to upper 50s today. And I think he wills himself to a win, and we kind of get a game six here. I don't think this series is over. So I like Westbrook tonight. I think I'm going to play him. This is at home. The matchups haven't been obviously phenomenal for him, but the one thing you can say is the two games at home, 58 and 58, and he was 11-2 that first game, 10-8 the second game. So I'm probably going back to the Westbrook well today, playing for a little bit of pride here, and admittedly, it's not a great matchup. They've got a great rim protector out there in Gobert. Rubio stepped up his game, but you know, sometimes the narrative kind of stands out, and he has to be borderline embarrassed by what we've seen. And I love Westbrook today. I'm going back to him. As for James Harden versus John Wall, you know, I love John Wall. There's no question about it. He has been phenomenal. He's actually more expensive than Westbrook is on FanDuel tonight. I'd love to see Washington win this game. Like, if I was making a sneaky bet in the Eastern Conference, it would be the Wizards. I mean, that conference wide open right now. Yes, Philadelphia looks really good. There's no question about it. But when push comes to shove, I'd rather take a little bit more playoff experience than what Philadelphia brings to the table here. And they're an unbelievable team, the most talented team in the East. But I think you can get them at like minus or at like plus 4,000 to win the East. So if they take this game, I mean, Toronto, they're good. Don't get me wrong. They're good. They're deep. But they're also a team that I'm just not feeling like is, you know, you need superstars to win. I don't know if I really consider DeMar DeRozan a superstar. Maybe that's a hot take. But I certainly view John Wall as a superstar. I think Bradley Beal at times can be a superstar. He's more on the level of a DeMar DeRozan. So you take 2v2, I'm going to take the top two guys from Washington over the top two guys of Toronto. But the question is, like, there's just the better depth that you have on Toronto's side of things. And for me, it's like boils down to whether or not you get play from Otto Porter, whether you get good play from Marcin Gortat, if Oubre's hitting shots. If those things happen, Washington, I think, is the better team. But that's just been really up and down. So kind of going off on a tangent here. I love John Wall. I just have a tough time taking him on a road game here versus Westbrook in a desperation game at home. And they're about the same price. So that's why I'm on Team Westbrook there. You know, in terms of other guys, you know, that we can look at point guard today, you know, Chris Paul's fine. I mean, I think he's probably a little bit overpriced. I guess he did get to 50 fantasy points that last game. He's been going back between 20 and 50. That's obviously going to make him more of a tournament option for us tonight. And it has nice upside. There's no question about it. I think on DraftKings at 8,200, especially when you can, you know, have some flexibility in where you're moving people around, I'm fine with him there. I mean, you could make the argument, is Chris Paul better than Kyle Lowry is tonight? And I think when you could talk upside, absolutely. I mean, he's been at 50 twice. Lowry hasn't been there yet this playoffs. And you've got, but you also have him, you know, under 40 fantasy points twice as well. So I like Lowry in kind of cash games, especially over on FanDuel today, because you get a $600 difference between those two. And this is kind of a back against the wall type of game here for Toronto. They do not want to lose this game four and have to win two consecutive to move on to the next round. And that includes winning on the road. So I expect a good effort from them today. I don't mind Kyle Lowry. Now, Ricky Rubio is the tough one because I've been banking on him to kind of come back down to earth, and he kind of did a little bit last game after you had Westbrook come out and say, I'm going to shut that bleep down, and he kind of did, but he kind of didn't. He still finished with 34 fantasy points, which 7,400, I think FanDuel is really enticing you with that salary. You know, on DraftKings, you've got him at 7,500, and you can get Bradley Beal for 100 more. You could get Lowry at 200 more. I don't see me going there on DraftKings today. FanDuel, I think there's legitimate conversation to be had that he could be in play when you look at his salary compared to everybody else. Now, I think there's some punts we can consider, so I don't really think he's a must play by any measure. If I'm building tournament lineups, yeah, I'm fine with that. I think, and this is so weird to say, but I think we have to play Derrick Rose here again tonight. 32 minutes in that last game. Looked better than Jeff Teague did, obviously, out there. Teague did not get a whole lot of run. And he's only 4K over on FanDuel tonight. It's weird to want to take Derrick Rose in your daily fantasy lineups at this point in time. But I feel like on FanDuel in particular, it's a really good save spot at that salary. I think DraftKings has him pegged a little bit better in terms of a salary. I think 4,600 is a pretty fair number for him. And then you make the, you know, you ask yourself, do I rather have him or Darren Collison for a little bit more? I know Collison for sure is going to play 30 minutes. There's a chance that Rose could do it. He did it last game. So I think those are some questions you got to ask yourself over on DK today. It's not as crystal clear there. Other point guards for us. We had a real decent game from Gordon, who took 14 shots last time. He's 4,800 over on DraftKings. Obviously, more shooting guard eligible on FanDuel, and we get him at 5,400 over there. We'll talk about shooting guard in a second. I think he kind of applies more in that spot. I will see if I think George Hill, I don't know if he's going to play here tonight. I guess he went through practice. I don't think we're worried too much about that. I don't think it swings too much one way or the other. You know, Jordan Clarkson, if you need an under 4K punt at point guard, he's probably the preferred choice for me over on DraftKings tonight. All right, let's go to shooting guard because I think this is interesting. I'm looking at FanDuel today right now, and I've got Harden and Donovan Mitchell kind of plugged in there and saying, okay, let's take these guys and move on. And I think there's an argument for like a DeRozan and a Beal as well. Okay, I think you're probably looking at Harden, Mitchell, DeRozan, Beal, because beyond that, I think there's big question marks. Now, Kyle Korver, you know, he was like the third best player on the court the other day, and I don't think that Indiana is going to leave him as wide open as they did last game. I mean, I don't think he's going to score 18 points again here tonight. He's 4,300. If you're going down in the cheap seats, that's probably where I'm going. You could look to JR as well, who plays big minutes, but that lowish total kind of scares me off of some of those guys, especially in any sort of cash games. I feel like you're just absolutely locked in with production on Mitchell and Harden here. And Mitchell, you know, probably the best pure scorer that I think we've seen in these playoffs. He's just been absolutely phenomenal, and I don't see it slowing down really here tonight. So I like him at 86. You know, Harden, I don't need to sell you on. DeRozan at 86, he's kind of interesting too, especially over there on DraftKings. He's at 8,300. And the same reason you kind of like him for Lowry, I mean, the shots, we talked about how Westbrook shots are down. DeRozan's just shooting the ball a ton, 29, 22, 23, you know, had those 18 free throws last game. That's a bit of an outlier. So, you know, the price came up a little bit on him. So I didn't realize that he opened the series at 7,600 and then went to 74, 78, 78, now up to 83 on DraftKings. And I think a lot of that is, you know, buoyed by that extra free throw attempts that he took last game, which I don't necessarily think we're going to see again. So I don't mind Butler over on DraftKings because he is shooting guard eligible at 7,900. They need him to play big. They need him to be one of their top performers to have any chance. They probably don't have much of a chance, but I'm fine like living in this middle tier. I don't think you have to play Harden on DraftKings. On FanDuel, I'm a little bit more apt to do it. You get Korver at 43 over on DraftKings. You got Corey Brewer as another kind of lower dollar option potentially for you. Probably not playing Gerald Green. Very scoring dependent. And if he's not getting shots, then it just doesn't seem to work out for you. Okay, well, it's small forward. If I'm not playing LeBron James, I got to give you some guys you can play. And I think I'm going to go back to the Otto Porter well here. 40 minutes for him last game. And, you know, wasn't a huge fantasy day, but definitely a guy who they need on the floor. And, you know, playing those 40 minutes last game is very encouraging to me. I think he can get back over the 30s. They need him to play big on the road here for them to have a chance of winning. So 5,400 on him versus Thaddeus Young at 55. I think they're both kind of middle tier, fair options for us on DraftKings. I think Young is a power forward on FanDuel. And on FanDuel, for me, yes, you can play Butler. Yes, you can probably play Paul George if you wanted to. I do like the Porter number at 57 on DK or on FanDuel. I'm not really ready to jump on Jingles yet. You know, Joe Ingles with 34, 32 fantasy points each of the last two games. It's been good, but he also went for 15 and 7 the first two games in OKC. So I'm going to kind of bail on Jingles here tonight and maybe take a look at Trevor Ariza or Kelly Oubre. Ariza at 4,600. You love that this guy's going to play a ton of minutes. I think sometimes the attention turns to Harden and that can open things up for Ariza. So I think he is, you know, fine kind of in that territory. He always could throw Lance and GPPs at under 4K. I'd probably prefer him over, say, a PJ Tucker who starts but doesn't get a lot of run. And I don't think I'm chasing Royce O'Neal's big game either. 23 fantasy points last game. He's 3,700 over there on FanDuel tonight. So, I think he can live almost fair and balanced or maybe even throw in one big name for tonight. And build some pretty solid lineups today. Okay, let's get to power forward next. And this is a spot where, again, we got more flexibility with DraftKings because of small forward, power forward. So you got guys like Ariza. You've got Thaddeus Young, who are also this position. I mean, there's a lot of ways we can go. On FanDuel in particular, that's, you know, I think it's interesting. Markieff Morse did not play particularly well in that game three, but the other games he went for 44, 20, and 24 at 5,400. I can handle that one. Carmelo Anthony is bad, but he's also bad, but on the floor a lot. And the question is, like, I'm not a big believer in Kevin Love at 7,700. Thaddeus Young, he's okay on 66. But figuring out this position is probably going to be the key to winning GPPs today. If you can figure out who is going to be the best price per dollar guy at this position, you are going to be in a pretty good spot tonight. And call me crazy, but it might be Carmelo. I just feel like he's got upside. He scored 38 fantasy points in that first game against Utah at home, went for 29 that next game. He's not good, but I feel like he's got a little bit greater upside than most anybody else really at this position right now. Taj Gibson just hasn't looked great this playoffs. I think he's playing hurt. I can't really press that button. Derek Favors, a little bit more run for him. Over 30 minutes in every game this season. I don't hate the idea of playing him at 6K today. I'm not playing Kevin Love. I think he's washed. Serge Ibaka is interesting too. Two home games for him, went for 43 and 32. And I think they need him, you know, to play minutes. I mean, late in that game, they just don't play Valanciunas. So I don't hate him at 6K either. I'm probably not going much down to the Jeff Green. You know, Mike Scott's intriguing, but they won the last two games, and he didn't do a whole lot, 9 and, 19 fantasy points. So I'm probably okay in GPPs as a one-off, but power forward's tough. You know, if you get the guy who goes off there and you go all in on him, you'll be set up. And that's mainly on FanDuel. Again, DraftKings, you can move some of those small forward guys into that power forward position, and it's probably a fairly smart thing to do. All right, center. This is interesting here. I am a sucker for the Polish hammer. I'm not going to lie. I mean, any guy who's got an enormous hammer that takes up his, 20-inch python or pythons, isn't that what Hogan used to call them? I don't know if they're 20 inches, but they're pretty damn big. But he's got this giant hammer tattoo. I love it. When people embrace their nicknames, go for it. And they've played better with him on the floor, I think. And, 19 and 21 fantasy points the last couple games isn't blowing anybody's socks off. But at that $4,100 salary on FanDuel, I think you can make the argument that we can go back there today. Now, he's up to 44 on DraftKings, and I don't feel as comfortable playing him over there on DraftKings. But on FanDuel, you look at the spread of prices, 41 from him. The next one is Jonas Valanciunas at 5,800. And I think Valanciunas is going to have a big game. And I know he doesn't play deep. I'm wondering if we could see a potential change there. Again, their best game that they play, you could make the argument, maybe that game too, 19 and 14 for him that day. I feel like what is the reason why he doesn't play 30 plus minutes? Like, especially when I watched that last game and they had Gortat in there late in the fourth quarter, like they've got somebody for him to match up against. It's not like he can't play there. I mean, is he that winded at this point in the season he can't play? Like, come on. So I think he's an interesting GPP option. I absolutely do. Miles Turner, probably going to play more minutes, but a guy that hasn't really hit his potential so far in this playoff. So I don't know if that starts tonight. Some other names here. Steven Adams, DraftKings, really like him at 5,300 over there. It is a miserable matchup for him. There's no question about it. He needs to stay out of foul trouble. If he does that, I think he can make some value. And, definitely tough matchup. I'm not playing him on FanDuel. Too expensive there. We can get Valanciunas for cheaper. I don't hate it on DraftKings at 5,300 tonight. Capella and Towns. Let's talk about Towns here at 85. It's a pretty fair price on him. There's no question about it. 42, 49 fantasy points each of the last two games. Shots came back up to 15 and 13. We know he's going to be a beast on the glass. Minutes, he only played 32 minutes last game there against Houston. I'm fine if you can make it work. If you want to live in the middle tier today and say, I'm not playing anybody over 10K, play yourself some Karl Anthony Towns. Go for it. I got no problem with that one. But that might be like a way that I'm building a handful of lineups today. Might even be the way you build your cash lineups today. But in terms of, you know, if you are paying up, you're going to have to pay down. I think like a $4,400 Marcin Gortat, I feel a little bit better on than a $4,400 maybe J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver, maybe. I mean, I guess Derrick Rose. I don't know if I should, but I think I kind of do. At least, again, maybe more on FanDuel. Because on DraftKings, again, it's a little bit different when you've got the flexibility. I probably don't need to do it there on FanDuel because we can move things around. And the problem with Towns is he's 9,500 over on FanDuel. I don't feel like that is the right build. I don't feel like that's the way to go today. You can get Capella, who's had games of 49, 30, and 51 for 1,300 cheaper. You can play Gobert, who's going to play 35-plus minutes today, who's lived in the 40s in two of the four games. So I feel like on FanDuel, Towns isn't the play. I think he can make the argument with the salary decrease on DraftKings. So there you go. That's my thoughts on the playoffs. Hopefully you find this beneficial for you today when you're building your lineups. If you're looking for more baseball talk from me, I got good news for you. If you're a subscriber to SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, you get me tonight, 6 to 7. Me and Cards talking more baseball today, a little basketball, then he sticks around for golf. Yes, Euro golf, he and Barnett, Roto-Grinders golf tonight on SiriusXM. Check that out. Thanks, as always, for being a part of what we do here at Roto-Grinders. I'm telling you know, this community that we built, I love it. When I got a message this morning about a guy who took down 100K on DraftKings last night. Like, man, that is awesome. And to know we could play any part of that, that's amazing. And so happy to have you guys use our stuff. And hopefully it's making your daily fantasy games. You know, obviously, we want you to make money, be as profitable, but make it more fun. If it can save you some time, save you some work, to be competitive in this field, that's really what we're out there to do. And hopefully in the end, you know, you can have one of those nights where it all lines up for you, win some life-changing money. And, you know, that's always a great thing and a goal for all of us out there. But I'm done for today. Back again tomorrow. Thanks again for downloading. Leave me a comment over there on the comments page or on iTunes as well. You give us a little 5-star review. That's good. Every now and then I look at those 5-star reviews and I'll reach out and I'll say, hey, thanks for the review. I'll send you some swag. So don't be surprised if I do that. But much appreciated from you guys when you decide to do that for me. But back again tomorrow. Good luck tonight in your games. And as always, we will see you.